Almost halfway.
This is Dan. This is Dan.
Very good day.
On the April the 9th.
When are we
going to
see the video?
Son.
Go ahead, Bob, man.
I'm all yours. We can be here for a whole week. You go forward in time, you see a calamity, it happened 10:30. You come back in time to our time reality. Tomorrow you go again to the same place, but this calamity will happen not at 10:30, but 11:15. And you can do that every day of the year. And every time you go there, the time will change, the place will change a little bit, the shape of that calamity or this or that will change. The future is not fixed, but it is fluid depending on our thought forms.
Groundhog Day.
Have you seen that?
No, no,
no. You should see it.
Groundhog Day? Yeah, he does it until he gets it right.
Yeah, it illustrates your point.
Over and over again.
So, there are many films, many literary works, many revelations about that. Russian psychics, and psychics in Russia are so very advanced and so plentiful, they would say when they travel astrally over Chechnya, over Georgia, over these conflict points, they see a giant black halo over the whole city of negative energy, of hatred, that can bring tremendous destruction and earthquakes and all kinds of negative happenings. Or even a human being with a black hat, like a big black hat over his head. This is bad karma from other people, or bad curses from other people, or his negative thoughts and so on, or even whole planets covered with a black halo of such negative energies. So we have been extremely capable of choosing with our own mind which of these multiple scenarios is going to be played out. That's why even Urantia book is careful these days and would not repeat the revelations chapter of the Bible. It would refrain from forecasting anything about when the second coming would be, how is it going to happen, who is going to come, and so on. They say simply that we really don't know, but if something has been decided up there, it is coming to pass. So my point is that in all these multiple scenarios that we have heard, America would sink, two-thirds would sink, seven-thirds of America would sing and so on, all these calamities. It may not. If we're optimistic, if we strongly desire a peaceful, smooth transition to the new century, where all of us can play our potential to the most, without engaging in brutal nuclear wars, in brutal global wars, and all other kinds of calamities, we can do that. But we have strongly to desire that, and we have to pray day and night to whatever we believe, to the God of the Trinity, to Allah of the Islam, to Jehovah of wherever he is, to all this other pantheon of gods that has been introduced on the planet and are all powerful players in this celestial development. If we are New Agers and believe that there isn't God that much out there, but God is within us, well, then we have to meditate so that our spark of God within us will join hands with millions of other meditating people on the planet to bring about the same outcome. If we are atheists, then all we have to do is just to be optimists. If you're optimist that something would not happen, probably it's not going to happen on the planet. There have been many grassroots efforts in this country to organize such a broadband, multi-religious effort on the white side of the force, because I said from the very beginning, and I'm saying now again, that all my talk in five cassettes that we finish here is just half of the universal equation. These are just the dealings and wheelings and manipulations and spin controlling of the dark side of the force and of the black universe. But this is only half of the terms of that equation. The other half are controlled by the forces of light. And the biggest effort in spin control of the dark forces is to present to us that they and they alone control the whole equation, which is totally wrong. And their biggest effort in spin control and mind control is to create such a picture. My feeling is that with all these technologies that have been developed, they have been trying to run the revelation scenario from the Bible as a planetary script. They have the earthquake technologies, they have the plague technologies, the weather technologies. I mean, all these technologies have been the mind control for the riots and so on. And they're trying to play that script verbatim, because if they do that, the fundamental Christian community of that country would not oppose it. On the contrary, it would say, hallelujah, we are correct. Finally, it has come to pass. Everybody else would perish, we would survive. They would survive because they would be taken by their choice, because that's usually what happens in the universe. Wherever you're taken, in that direction you go. But but in their strong belief, they would help, they may help to bring about exactly these end times of the revelation. So it is a very, how should I say, tender, a velveteen task for someone to unite all these forces on the planet into a broad union of people that would have a single goal. Let's stop competing. Let's stop trying to beat the clock. My feeling is, this planetary, it's something, it's like somebody pushed the planetary video on fast forward. There's a deadline coming, the coming of that figure that Rudolf Steiner talked about, and they know the deadline is so many months or years ahead. So by that time, they have to institute the New World Order, they have to institute this total police control. Films like Brazil, 1984, Metropolis, Philadelphia Experiment Part 2, Handmaiden's Tale, and many other films of the total controls of the New World Order, all of them mixed together are probably a gross understatement of what is planned for the planet. Because if Steiner was correct, then whoever is coming to the planet is not a representative of the Trinity, is not a representative of the white side of the light of Lucifer, but it's representative of the dark side of the force of Comrade Ahriman. Comrade Ahriman, according to some metaphysical forces, is the entity opposing the Trinity and living on the southern pole of paradise. Paradise, according to the Urantia book, is a giant lenticular island around which all these galaxies rotate. And on top of it, on the north pole, is the seat of the Trinity. On the south pole in paradise is the seat of Comrade Ahriman. It's not even revealed in the Urantia book. His name is not mentioned. They choose not to reveal for the time being who resides there and what the functions of this entity are. But some other metaphysical sources have pinpointed the location of Ahriman. Not coincidentally, the location of Agartha on our planet mimics the location of Ahriman on paradise, and it's also on our southern pole. Whatever, maybe it's not important coincidence. But all of this planetary video has been fast-forwarded because if there is a decision that has been made on many, many levels above that, okay, somebody is coming to the planet at this and this date, that all this other machinery and all these scenarios and plans have to be put in motion. It may happen, it may not. It really depends on the action of each one of us. And here comes the thought control manipulation of our planet. Basically, planetary reality engineering not through hardware and erection of powerful antenna systems around the whole globe, but through the manipulation of the planetary population, of the minds of the planetary population, and the creation of particular fears from something. And these fears are intended to bring about that reality and to anchor it and to fix it in space, to make that reality come through. And that is why all these hoaxes that have been created, the crashing of a comet in our planet, the global warming, the global freezing, you name it, they have created a hoax about it. A friend of mine was joking that, wait till the excremental comet is going to hit the solar fan. Then... then you would see all the brown hell that is going to break loose on the planet. So all these hoaxes are created to keep that fear in us going. In a small analogy to that would be the fear of the Russian nuclear attack in the 60s, where people were digging nuclear survival shelters and bunkers like crazy, and there were survivalists selling everything and hiding into mines in Arizona, waiting for the doomsday nuclear attack. The very elite knew very well that the Russians are their best friends, not only that, but they created the Bolshevik Russia with their own money, and Russia would never bite the hand, like a dog never bites the hand of whoever has been feeding it for a whole century almost, not only with money, but the most advanced technology that they use to build their power. I mean, uranium was sold to the Russians secretly. They were so dumb, couldn't make their bombs, so a whole nuclear bomb was smuggled in the suitcase of the Russian ambassador from Washington straight to a plane direct to Moscow. A nuclear sub was sold to the Russians later because they couldn't build any nuclear subs and were not a serious threat, were a paper threat, and on and on and on. Fear has been a major element. And the fear of a Russian nuclear attack is only a kind of a small drill, a dress rehearsal for the even more serious fears that have been created on this planet. I have a serious suspicion that these channelings recently about the splitting of America, it may happen, it may not. It really depends on our thought forms. Are we afraid of it? If we are afraid, it's going to happen. If we pray day and night for it not to happen, it would never happen. And if these beings that supposedly channel this information to help us are really metaphysically enlightened, they would understand that instead of helping us, they're making everything possible for exactly that event to happen by creating a massive fear in the population of our planet. On a small, limited viewpoint, that's exactly true. But if you look at the universe from a much broader perspective, it's all a holodeck. And the biggest player in that holodeck is the planetary population. We, the people, are the biggest player in our planetary equation. And the biggest effort of the black presence on our planet has been the attempt to create a picture, to paint a picture that that's not true, that actually they hold all the cards. These constant revelations about powerful technologies that are coming from Weekly World News, from radio and television shows, from science fiction films, from channeled materials, are done only to create in us the impression that they are omnipotent, that we cannot fight them, that we better surrender. Again, I repeat, and with this, I finish. This whole talk that night was about the negative universe. If we shine the light on their deeds, they would melt like last year's snow. And if we continue praying in whatever we believe, doesn't matter what we believe, if we're just optimistic and positive that these dark things would never happen, they would really never happen to the planet. And we would all live to see our children and grandchildren and live to see our planet getting prosperous, and the new world order would come, but not on the Illuminati terms, but on the terms of light. And the new master race would eventually be formed on the planet, but not through secret underground genetic engineerings, but through the intervention of much, much higher levels of angelic beings, not crude, primitive aliens. I mean, we have to remember that 90% of the aliens that visit the planet are basically primary schoolers in the universe as we are from the Urantia perspective. That they are just one or two school years ahead of us, big deal. I mean, there is secondary school, high school, university, postdoc, and on and on and on forever. 10 with 49 zeros, Billy Meyer was told, were the levels of spiritual progression and attainment. So, instead of taking our advices and directions from aliens just ahead of us, wouldn't it be better to search for higher levels of revelation? They are here, they are present on the planet. Search and you shall find, regardless of what one believes in. Doesn't matter. This level or that level or many other levels above. Search and you shall find. I'm sure that there have been revelations to our planet coming from levels way beyond the several levels that I mentioned. All of them work together like giant pyramids, one under the other, in perfect harmony. And the more you come at the lower levels, the more you will have sometimes occasional arm twisting and arm wrestling. But after all, it's all for the working of that ancient and eternal universal formula of the yin and yang, the two opposing forces that chase each other eternally but never catch each other. Can you imagine the boredom of these angelic beings up there if there is no opposition to fight? They are beyond and out of time and space, and from day zero they know what the whole history of the universe will be till the last day. Can you imagine that boredom if they have nobody up there to fight? With this I would like to finish, and we can take a little break, and I'm ready to show films till the morning. Or if you have questions, I'll be very glad to answer them. Commentaries, questions. I may be wrong on one item, I may be wrong on all the items. That German secret film, UFO Secrets of the Third Reich, has a very interesting line there. Those who speak doesn't know, those who know doesn't speak.
So, Vladimir,
I would counter that with a line from that famous book, well, search and you shall find. So I'm trying to find that for myself.
So if I understand you correctly, the bottom line is on this hierarchical Christmas tree of mind control and everything, that we are the angel with our butt stuck on the top.
God, Paul. Is this thing on? Oh, my. I could put it in very, very simplistic terms. There is God. God is light. God is thought. You are the projection of God thought. And there are a zillion dimensions beneath God. So in its simplistic form, you are the thought of God. And there are going to be as many plays going on as there are entities fragmented. There will be as big a universe or as many universes as God chooses. And of course, then always comes the final thought. So what is God? What is Creator? What is this creation and which came first, the God or the creation, the chicken or the egg? And on that note, we're going to take a break because I'm too chicken to break the egg. But aren't we glad we've made a new friend? It puts a different perspective on the same story, and with a few exceptions there, they've heard it before. And it's the bottom line. you can turn this thing around with a thought. And it only takes one who truly understands the power of that thought to do it. It's like talking about your nation and reclaiming your constitution. Why would you not be creative and just go simply build a new nation? It's so simplistic, as is all great things, that you miss it. Trying to worm the way through the maze and figure out each little statement in a Bible, for instance, that was written for your adversary. Your script. Everybody think this now. Burn all those other books. Listen only to me, and we will march and we will prove it all along the way by all of these signs. And yet you have to, if you're going to reach a higher level of understanding of anything, you're going to have to look at the negative aspect of it. Because it's only through the negative aspect that you learn and correct self. So you're going to make blunders. And yes, you're primitive. And we who are sent to teach, maybe we're tired of teaching the third grade. Don't feel bad. I have been considered by some of these channels as being only in the third grade myself. We'll see. We'll see, because as you figured out, and I repeat, my troops win, so you might consider the hierarchical standard and where I and my friends might sit, and therefore where you belong. You are experiencing. You're experiencing for reason. And it's example. And we can either pull it off or we can let it go. I don't intend to let it go. And we will have just exactly as much time as we choose to have. But for this evening, we may be running out of time. So if you don't have anything more to say, let's take a break, for goodness sakes.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
This is the end of the meeting. Thank you.